I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we have a full house here today because Jeffrey is with us, but also Evan Dorian is with us. He is a St. George's graduate who is headed to Belmont. Is that right? You could speak into that microphone right there. Oh, hold on. You got to turn on his microphone.
I got to figure out which one. Here we go.
He's on Try that one. So when do you leave for Belmont?
About 2 weeks.
Leave for about 2 weeks. The Memphis shirt. Are you a Memphis fan?
I am. Yeah, I'm a diehard Memphis fan.
I'll
be Memphis sports for as long as I live.
Ride or die.
Ride or die.
All right. So that's Evan. And also today, working on that side of the glass is the great Anthony Sain, is the man who is personally responsible for me eating at Pirtles. How offended, Anthony, were you when you realized I had never eaten at Pirtles?
I was highly offended, Jeff. Highly offended. You've been here too long, man. You've been here too long.
You were literally calling me. You were saying I'm not a Memphian.
Because, Jeff, you speak for the city a lot. You know, you speak for West Memphis, what's not Memphis. You know, you defend us when people take shots at us.
And, man, and you never had Pirtles all gravy. Credibility.
Yeah,
if
the fact
I've
that
never...
you never had Pirtles gravy, you need to just...
All right, so now the problem is that I went out at your urging, I went out and I had the Jack Pirtles. People are telling me, I got to do this, I got the wrong thing, I got to do the steak sandwich Pirtles. You do not believe that.
I'm not going to say that. I mean, you got the basics, you got what they're known for. You got the two-piece, I saw you got a two-piece dart, too.
Uh-huh. Was that okay?
I'm a white meat guy, you know, okay. But I'm not going to knock you for getting the dart, because I grew up on the dart.
You did?
I didn't.
What made you change?
Well, in my house, chicken breasts were outlawed by my mom for my dad. That's a cultural thing, Jeff. In the black home...
You can't eat chicken breasts?
That's dad's piece of chicken, the big piece
of
chicken.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you ate dark because he got...
Right.
I see.
I was a grown man and married before I ever ate a chicken breast. So, yeah. So now that I buy my own chicken, I buy the big piece of chicken.
I see. So, yeah. Okay, but now you have another... What's next on my agenda?
You got to hit Dixie Queen, Jeff. Because y'all were on here the other day talking about Crystal, eating Crystal after midnight.
Yeah, right.
You got to go Dixie Queen, bro.
Is Dixie Queen better or is it just more? Why Dixie Queen?
A Dixie Queen is hands down better than Crystal, especially late at night.
What's the right order at Dixie Queen?
The staple is probably the double cheeseburger. They have two types of fries. They have regular fries and seasoned fries.
Which do I go for there?
But see, this is what I do. I remix it. I get the regular fry and tell them to add the chicken wing seasoning to the fries.
Oh.
You got to be a vet. Yeah, they know you're a vet. You ask for that.
But you go breakfast, too.
They got breakfast, too.
Good.
I stop every day before I come in. Yeah.
All right. Since I have you here, the big news of the day yesterday was the Memphis Grizzlies released their two throwback uniforms that are coming up. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary as a franchise. And they are, so next year we're going to get the teal, the 25th university. And that's basically the exact replica of the old Vancouver teal jersey, including the word Vancouver on it.
Right.
And then the next year they're going to do which was the Grizzlies' original away, it was black.
Right.
The original black. They're going to bring that one back. For the Grizzlies' 20th year. That's the Grizzlies' 20th year in Memphis, and this year we're celebrating the 25th year of the entire franchise. You tweeted yesterday that the Grizzlies are doing so many smart things you're starting to worry about.
Yeah, I'm a little worried, man. They're hitting everything. they're literally hitting on everything.
You like these jerseys.
I love them.
Both? Let's start with the Vancouver ones.
Mm-hmm.
You love them.
Right. Well, I had to grow into Vancouver because I thought – I'm older than people think I am. I'm 40 years old, about to turn 40 this year. So when I saw the Vancouver jerseys, I remember those the first time when they were the laughing stock of the NBA.
That's the thing. People think they're hideous.
Right. And people that are closer to my age remember when those jerseys were getting trashed by everyone.
Right.
But now when I saw the redesign, like they cleaned it up a lot. Like
it's less. It is.
It's not as gaudy as it used to be.
Sleeker.
Right, and like the
but they get the giant-ass bear is right. still there. The giant-ass bear on the leg, the teal, which is gaudy as hell, right? All these Northwestern symbols.
Right.
All, like, all of that gaudiness is still there, a giant-ass bear in the color teal.
But see, they cleaned it up, though, because, like, if you look at the – just the cut of the jersey is a lot better. And then, like, if you look around the neckline isn't as – it was, like, 2 or 3 inches thick at first, and now it's a lot thinner. And I never had a problem with the colors. It's just the logo used to look weird to me. And, like, the big bear, like you said. But, like, when I saw it on when they unveiled it yesterday.
You loved it. Yeah, I will say I got to see it in person, and it is, well, as the kids say, fire.
Right. I got to see it in person, too, Jeff.
Did you?
It was sweet.
Did you like it? What'd you think?
Yeah, it was really nice. I liked the cut on it. And then, like I said.
I mean, the color pops almost. The picture's one thing, but
right.
to see it
in person is
see
another.
It in person is another, yeah.
And like the black one, this is sweet too.
You like the black one too.
And then, like, you know, Nike puts their own like touches to everything. Like you can see the way that the mesh was.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to clear one thing up, it is going to say the Vancouver Grizzlies,
right.
And that bothers some people. Well, there's two. Mm-hmm. There's two questions that might bother people. One is, do we, given that we quote unquote stole the franchise from Vancouver, do we have any? Is there anything that is that is sort of gauche or uncouth or whatever about wearing their jersey? Is it like Baltimore wearing Browns jerseys, which just felt – that just feels wrong, right? Is there anything wrong from that perspective? And then the second question, unrelated, is they are not allowed – because they don't hold the licensing rights.
Mm-hmm.
They are not allowed to tinker with the uniforms at all.
Right.
They have to do it the way they do it, except for the – they do change it for the Nike, but it's going to say Vancouver Grizzlies. It's a throwback. It's going to be that uniform. Do you have any problem with A, are we really dishonoring Vancouver by using their jerseys? And B, do you mind a team from Memphis wearing the word Vancouver on their chest for whatever 10 or 20 games a year?
Well, I'm a big believer in that offense is in the eye of the offended, so I'm not going to tell them how they should feel
right.
about us wearing it.
If the Vancouverites want to be offended.
Right. I mean, they've got the right to. Like,
yep.
I don't think I particularly agree with them. Like, I mean, the team was only there for 5 years or whatever. So I'm not going to.
This is not the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Let's
exactly.
be honest.
And they didn't have a history of winning or anything like that. It's not like they were a beloved team in the city. That was obvious with the attendance or whatever. But as far as do I have a problem with Vancouver across the chest? Actually, no, because, like I said, it's kind of that's what it took for them to get the uniforms, period. So.
Yes, like they had no option. They
right.
couldn't have said, and let's be honest, like everyone, that's what throwbacks do. They mm-hmm. wear the original
right.
uniform.
And we aren't the first team to do it. It happens
yeah.
often.
Yeah. Lots of other franchises mm-hmm. do this exact same thing. Let me turn to Evan real quick. Evan, since you're 40, Evan is not 40.
I'm not.
How old are you, Evan?
18.
Have you seen these jerseys?
Yes.
What do you think?
I'm a big fan. I mean, these are things that I personally didn't witness because my Grizzlies fandom only started in the last decade or so. But playing with these jerseys on NBA 2K... that's where the throwback is for me.
Uh-huh.
I've always been a fan of the transition uniforms to Memphis, the black ones that they introduced.
You like the black ones.
I'm actually a bigger fan of those, and I see all the hype around the teal Vancouver.
There's more hype around the teal,
yeah.
don't you think? Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say the black uniforms that are coming.
That's the one that you're more excited
next,
about.
That's the one I'm more excited about.
Jeffrey, so we're 2 for 2, 2 thumbs up so far. Jeffrey, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Anthony made the point that I really love is like as you pointed out, the huge bear, the logo, whatnot, it was a mess. Like in terms of,
it's campy as hell.
Yeah, it is.
But it's become campy at the time. We sort of now, it's like the 70s and shag carpeting. Yeah, like we sort of remember it. Like right now, they're rebuilding the Brady House
yep.
to look exactly like the Brady House,
right?
Right, and we mocked it for a while.
Right.
We mocked the 70s, and now people are embracing the 70s. I sort of think it's the same thing with the teal.
Same thing, and I think Anthony also touched on something that I've always kind of held true. There is something about the way a jersey fits. Like, so at that point in the 90s, jerseys were fitting like it wasn't quite as form fitting. It didn't make you look as athletic.
Right.
And so it made it look worse. And then he's right. Once Nike came
in. Sleeker version of the same jersey.
And so it's amazing how much like that helps. Like when you can see like a football player that's, they're wearing the same style jersey, but if one guy has one that fits better, you know, it's a little with the shoulder, you know, it kind of sits better on the shoulders and whatnot, like with the arms. Like, that guy will look way better than someone wearing the same jersey, like with Sam Bradford. It's impossible for Sam Bradford to ever look good because he has those stupid sleeves, like the long sleeves that they just always, like, that's why he has the name Sammy Sleeves.
This is all stuff that eludes me because I don't pay attention, except for only since I started becoming an O'Call person that I start paying attention to things like wardrobe. So, Anthony.
And how things fit you.
Anthony, I have a question. It felt like when these things were released, the instant Twitter reaction was 100% everyone loved them, like they've been clamoring for them. There was then a little bit of a, like, this Vancouver thing became, got under people's. I made the case that it's the most popular thing I've ever seen them do, and it was almost unanimous. Instantly, right? But then there was this kind of backlash from the Vancouver, from the we shouldn't wear the word Vancouver on our chest. Is that just stupidity?
Yeah, but if you really want to see stupid, jump on Facebook. You'll see some really...
What manner of stupid will I see?
I saw a guy who said, I find it interesting that they're only talking about this jersey plan for 2 years, which lines up with the year that the lease is over for the FedEx one.
Oh,
like, come on, dude.
What is wrong with people?
Serious question. How many people in Vancouver even know they had the Grizzlies at one point?
Well, they do. They know they had the Grizzlies. They're aware of that they had the Grizzlies. I mean, hell, we're aware of the Mad Dogs. How long were they here? You know, so...
Are we, though? Like, we are. But, like, Evan, do you know who the Memphis Mad Dogs are?
I have no clue.
Thank you.
Oh!
I'm telling you, this is a...
Yeah, I have no problem with the Vancouver thing. Again, I'm not obsessed with... I barely even notice, unless I'm wearing O'Call, what I'm wearing. So, I don't...
This is 100% true. I do have to explain to him in terms of jerseys, like, why this is significant.
I got to tell you a story about me. I was off with, I don't know if I told the story or not. I don't think I have. I was with, when I was in Northern Michigan, I was Scott Morris, the great Scott Morris, who started Church Health, and his wife, Mary. They were up there when I was up there, and we spent the morning together. We went to the beach. We went to look at this, whatever, lighthouse. We did blah, blah, blah. Then we went to get some sandwiches at lunchtime. And we were sitting out at a picnic table waiting for the sandwiches to be delivered. And I'm having a serious conversation. And Scott just starts laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And I'm like, what's up? He said, I have seen people wear their shirt inside out before. But I've never seen them do it like a golf shirt and button the button.
Listen, don't ever let anyone say you are not a trendsetter.
And he said, I wonder what was going on the whole morning. He said, and then I finally figured it out, that the first button is buttoned. I've never seen, because you got to really work at that. How do you not at that moment realize that
Is you were able to put the shirt on.
It was I honestly think it was buttoned when I pulled it on. I think I could not have gone through the gymnastics of having buttoned it. Anyway, all right, the other part of this is this. God, Anthony, that is so depressing that people say that. That is so depressing. And what people should know about the timing here, the timing is perfect because, I mean, honestly, if this had happened last year, it wouldn't have been as much fun. Don't you believe that to be true? It would not have been as much fun. It's because we are embarking on a whole new era that partly makes it fun to look back at these last two eras.
Right, the Grizzlies have definitely been... they've been the beneficiary of good timing, a lot over the last.
And this was not planned because they had to start planning the jerseys. The jerseys were planned. The anniversaries are coming up. The 20th is coming up. 25th. The jerseys were started to be planned in 2016.
Right.
But the fact that it's Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant wearing them as opposed to Mike Conley and Mark, as much as I whatever, it's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, because Mark would look like Brian Reeves.
And Mark would have looked like Big Country.
Right.
It's exactly true. Okay, so then the second part of this is the court. The court is going to be – what they did was when they replaced the court with the new court that goes side to side, the against the grain court, which I love. Do you like it?
You mean the current court?
Yeah, the current court.
It is what it is.
You don't like
it? It's too much.
It's clean. Don't you think it's clean?
It's too much Beale Street blue in there.
Okay. Right. But when they took away the old court and they saved it, and now they have repainted it,
right.
And it is this throwback court. So every time they wear the throwback uniforms, which this year will be the teal, and then next year will be the first, the ones that the black ones that they wore in Memphis, they will roll out this throwback court. And it is a blend. It's got elements from Vancouver that start on the left side. It's got elements from the early Grizz that start on the right side. Instead of the river, they got the river that's on the court now. Mm-hmm. They have all the logos running.
All the branding
they do, which is cool, along the bottom. Right. They got the big-ass giant bear, the aforementioned big-ass giant bear.
No city, just the big bear in the middle.
The big bear in the middle. Mm-hmm. Do you like the court?
I actually do. I actually love the new court. And I think there's something that you said that I hope didn't go over a lot of people's head. It's the actual old court that they had.
It is physically the old court, yeah.
And they just refinished it and redesigned it. But it's the exact same court.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty dope.
It is pretty dope. Yeah. There's a rumor, by the way, in addition to all of this, they have there's a rumor that, they're going to do other stuff around this. Mm-hmm. And I predict, I'm going to call it now, that the big brown fat bear will be making, the fat Grizz will be making his reappearance.
The fluffy Grizz needs to come back.
The funny thing is about what you brought up about the, on Facebook, people saying this is timed to the fact that the lease ends. First of all, it's not, the lease doesn't run out in 2 years. It's whatever. But so the lease, what's interesting to me is it's just the opposite. When they moved here, no one would have imagined that we would get to year 20 of
any milestone at all.
Any milestone at all. People weren't willing to bet 5 years, much less 10 or 20. Here we are 20 years in. We're about to embark on a new era of the Grizzlies, and we're celebrating old eras. And so shut up about the moving crap. We heard that for the first 5 years. Right. Do you remember hearing about that relentlessly? Yes.
Right. Oh, it still happens. You got to jump on Facebook with me more often. you'll hear all kinds of stuff.
All right.